This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
There have been questions about my email, so I want to address that directly.
I'm here to give you an update on the FBI's investigation of Secretary Clinton's use of a personal email system during her time as Secretary of State.
I opted for convenience to use my personal email account, which was allowed.
They were extremely careless in their handling of very sensitive, highly classified information.
I thought it would be easier to carry just one device.
She also used numerous mobile devices to send and to read email.
We went through a thorough process to identify all of my work-related emails.
The lawyers doing the sorting for Secretary Clinton in 2014 did not individually read the content of all of her emails
and deliver them to the State Department.
It's highly likely that their search missed some work-related emails.
So that the emails were immediately captured and preserved.
There was no archiving at all of her emails.
That was my obligation. I fully fulfilled it.
They deleted all emails they did not produce to state, and the lawyers then cleaned their devices in such a way as to preclude complete forensic recovery.
There were no security breaches.
It is possible that hostile actors gained access.
There is no classified materials.
110 emails contained classified information at the time they were sent or received.
I'm certainly well aware of the classification requirements and did not send classified material.
Even if information is not marked classified in an email, participants who know or should know that the subject matter is classified are still obligated to protect it.
At the time, this didn't seem like an issue.
None of these emails should have been on any kind of unclassified system.
I tell you, it is amazing the comparative there, Scott, between the two answers and what Hillary has insisted on all along. And now here's the evidence of the investigation. You know, though many people are in a quandary and confused that the FBI did not come out with an indictment, and God only knows, you know, why an indictment didn't take place. I mean, at this point, it's all left to conjecture, you know, as we often say on this show, in the absence of fact, opinion, and rules. And what James Comey did is he kicked this can, the Hillary can, into the court of public opinion and said, have at it. And, you know, the evidence will stand. You'll be able to read this. But as far as the FBI is concerned, they're not going to indict. They're not going to recommend. And as one former FBI assistant director stated last night, he said the first 85%, you know, of what Comey was saying, he's going, oh, my goodness, they're going to indict her. And, you know, and you and I were listening to the press conference as well. And, Scott, we thought for sure. I mean, I thought, wow. And then all of a sudden you're waiting for the punchline. And this is why I said my first thought was that, oh, my God, goodness, we've been Justice Roberts on this deal. I mean, they all of a sudden he goes into this pretzel logic, I say, to try to force a round peg in a square hole. And, you know, in using his terms, any reasonable person would say, what? You know, what just happened here?
Go ahead. At the very least, everything he said, it should indict her politically. It should be an indictment on her politically. He said that she was incompetent, basically.
Yeah, basically. I mean, you know, careless negligence. I mean, okay, oh, you know, what are we going to call somebody who has control, who has the keys to the nuclear bomb, you know, who has...
She didn't take care of the security clearance she had. Now we want to promote her?
Yeah,
a little bit.
You see, for me, the big thing is they question intent. Like, what, didn't she have the, you know, the computer installed? Didn't she you know, make arrangements for her personal email. I mean, to me, that's the start of intent. It wasn't like all of a sudden it just popped up there in her bedroom. Well, you know, the discussion will continue right here on Bill Martinez Live.
Did you know that a dirty CPAP system can make you sick? If you knew what could be growing in your mask and hose, you might not sleep so well. But now, SoClean.com has released the world's first and only automated CPAP cleaner and sanitizer. It kills 99.9% of all CPAP germs, and it's completely hands-free. For a limited time, you can try SoClean risk-free for 30 days. Just call 1-800-952-2797.
SoClean changed the CPAP experience for the better. My health has improved. It's simple to use, and I'm not worried about infections.
SoClean destroys CPAP bacteria, viruses, and germs, and it eliminates the daily hassle of washing your system by hand. There's no water, chemicals, or disassembly. Just pop in your mask, close the lid, and presto! Your CPAP system is clean and fresh in minutes. Call SoClean.com to try it risk-free at home for 30 days. This is a limited-time offer. Only available by calling 1-800-952-2797. That's 1-800-952-2797.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop. What's that sound? Everybody look what's going on.
Well, hello, America. Bill Martinez here with you. 6 minutes after the top of the hour, as usual. You can go to BillMartinezLive.com. All the information is right there. How you can connect with any one of our 280-plus affiliates around the world via shortwave. Thank you very much, our affiliate out of Nashville, Tennessee. Share Media, also on Red State Talk Radio Network, the cable radio, digital radio network out of Southern California and around the country. Thank you so much for being with us. Horace Cooper is with us right now. Horace is going to try to bring some sobriety to the situation. He's a legal commentator. I appreciate Horace's brilliant mind and just mental acuity and calmness. And right now, Horace, people are trying to understand James Comey and the legal standing that he had. And, you're a legal guy. You understand this and what he was, the position that he was in. And like so much that has to do with the law, we're so quick, you know, to jump into the fray, and almost as my good friend who is a doctor accuses me of practicing medicine without a license, I think oftentimes we find ourselves, you know, thrown into a situation where we're maybe practicing law without a license. So, give us some understanding, if you would.
Well, I've been concerned actually for some time, for about 6 to 8 months, that this investigation process was allowed to go forward in a way that would cripple its ability to ultimately reach fruition. When you are serious about an investigation, there are some things that are supposed to happen, and when they don't happen, the lack of seriousness gets in the way. Mm-hmm. The real situation is this. One, Hillary Clinton and her followers have been allowed to say for almost a year that she was not the subject of a criminal investigation. And in fact, she was the subject of a criminal investigation, making her the first potential presidential nominee in American history to be the subject of a criminal investigation. Locally in Fairfax County, near where I live, you are not allowed to have, if you'd like to become a deputy, you're not allowed to have two felony arrests, not convictions. Just you can't have been caught up in an incident in order to maintain the high standards that the law enforcement community here in Fairfax County does. We have said, and we allowed her to say, and her supporters, that this was a security investigation, this was a background check, any number of things besides the reality. The second part of that is there were certain things that were supposed to have been done that would have ensured that this investigation happened in a way that inspires confidence. That second thing is the use of a formal grand jury, not an informal grand jury, and also a specific head prosecutor named for the investigation. Even if the FBI director had wanted to announce that they recommended that this case go forward, it appears from the outside it had been already so crippled that what the likely result may have been an indictment, but not a conviction.
Right.
Wow. So here's the situation. The situation is this. With a grand jury, a number of the parties who had been involved in all of this in various aspects would have been required to go before them and have a conversation and answer questions under oath without the benefit of an attorney. What instead happened? Several of the high-profile witnesses were able to share the same attorney and only could be contacted through the attorney or with the attorney present. This last conversation that Hillary Clinton had that lasted perhaps 3 hours, it would not surprise me that more of the time was spent with the lawyer saying, sorry, we got to step out of the room, hold on a moment, and then come back, instead of a series of actual questions being answered. In the event that you go before the grand jury and you say something happened on Tuesday and that you were in Mexico, you don't get to say 6 weeks later, oh, wait a second, now that we see evidence that it wasn't on Tuesday and you weren't in Mexico, oops, I'm sorry, I had a little bit of a lapse, I want to correct that.
Right.
But when there's no grand jury involved, you can. And also, you don't get to find out what other people have said when there's a grand jury. So you'd see a far more serious situation than what we got to see unfold. A number of people sharing a lawyer, all managing to get a story harmonized in a way to minimize any particular individual's accountability. Even with all of that, I still believe the reckless standard that the statute provided was met, but this case was likely capable of finding a much, much more stronger situation and set of facts.
If it had been done in a more serious way, and as you say,
yes,
in terms of inspiring confidence, that's what I'm concerned about, Horace. Right now, our whole judiciary is in question. It has been lighting bonfires from coast to coast. And then you have this. To me, this just exacerbates the lack of confidence in our judiciary and the whole process. I think that this is a disaster, my humble opinion, for Main Street America.
So last Friday, the day before Hillary had her final meeting with FBI investigators, a Navy seaman pled guilty in federal court to using a camera phone inside a submarine and leaving the submarine without disposing of the pictures. Not that the pictures were shared, not that they were posted, but that he took picture not in a sensitive area.
Mm.
And yet, he is going to go to prison. In this case, we have far more damaging. The FBI has identified scores of emails that literally were, in fact, sensitive, either classified or confidential, at the time that the information was being received and forwarded, and thousands ultimately were determined to be subjected to classification, and a reasonable person should have thought, even if they hadn't seen the classification notification, this should have been. That was very reckless.
Yeah, without a doubt. And Horace, I still think that James Comey didn't sleep very well last night. Everybody talks about him being a man of integrity. I don't know necessarily this impugns directly his integrity, but it definitely causes people to question, you know, when they say that he's a good guy, and maybe he is. But I think in this particular case, he didn't serve us well, because instead of, for all the money that we invested and all the manpower we invested to get down to the truth, this is what we come up with, and this is quite questionable. But, again, I appreciate your sobriety and your insight on this as a legal commentator. Horace Cooper on Bill Martinez Live. Thank you, Horace. It's just about 15 after.
Sugar tends to run higher during the day and lower during nighttime sleep. However, many with high blood pressure don't exhibit this nighttime dip, a condition called non-dipping. More in today's AARP health tip after this.
At Walgreens, getting diabetes testing supplies with Medicare Part B is a walk in the park. Really? Because getting what you need is quick and easy, giving you more time for other things. There's $0 out of pocket on all major brands like AccuCheck and Walgreens TrueMetrics, and no extra paperwork. So managing diabetes becomes a stroll down easy street, or a trip to the movies, or even a day at the beach. Talk to your pharmacist today. Walgreens at the corner of happy and healthy.
Zero out-of-pocket costs when billed to Medicare and full coverage supplemental insurance.
Non-dipping is a major risk factor for stroke, heart attack, and kidney disease. But studies show taking one or more of your prescribed blood pressure medications just before bedtime significantly decreases the risk. Of course, never change the timing of your medications without first consulting your doctor. For more, go to AARP.org.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Here's Dr. Paul Meyer, Christian psychiatrist, author of 85 books, and founder of the national chain Meyer Clinics, to tell you about To Your Health liquid vitamins.
I've been taking these every day for over a decade now, and I try to encourage every one of my clients to take them every day, and there's a number of reasons. First of all, it's the best vitamins you can get. It's got dozens of vitamins, antioxidants, and nutrients in it. And then the most important reason why I do it as a psychiatrist and recommend it to my patients is because it's got brain food in it. It's got the essential amino acids. It's got tryptophan, phenylalanine, tyrosine, choline, vitamin B6, and these chemicals that are all natural from food turn into the brain chemicals that make you happy.
To Your Health is delicious. Find out more today. Call us 800-801-3459 or visit online at mytoyourhealth.com. Use the coupon code RADIO15 for a 15% discount on your order. That's mytoyourhealth.com.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Get a ProPure with the Pro 1G 2.0 cleanable reusable filter and remove up to 200 contaminants. Drink water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure products, including the new ProMax shower filter. There's a ProPure for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
You're listening to Bill Martinez Live.
Hot town, summer in the city. Back of my neck getting dirty and gritty. Bend down, isn't it a pity? Doesn't seem to be a shadow in the city. All around, people looking half dead. Walking on the sidewalk harder than a match here. But tonight it's a different world. Go out and find a girl. Come on and dance all night. Despite the heat, it'll be all right. And baby,
join us online at BillMartinezLive.com.
Hey, welcome back. It's Bill Martinez back with you, 19 after the top of the hour. I know some people may think things cooled off, but actually, what James Comey did for us is he turned up the heat. You know, Hillary Clinton may think that she's getting away with something, but I'll tell you, our next guest, Major Glenn McDonald, is with us. He's a retired U.S. Army Reserve officer, editor-in-chief of MilitaryCorruption.com. Major McDonald, always good to have you back with us. How you doing, sir?
Well, I'm doing fine. I'm glad to be on the air with you.
Well, here we are. James Comey, it was an interesting deal after everything is said and done. I know some people are very, very upset with the FBI report, but he just, I just saw him. He just got the Hillary can. He kicked it into the court of public opinion and says, here, chew on this. and the people are chewing it out like crazy. Go ahead.
He gave the Republicans some great sound bites.
Yes. Without a doubt.
That's more valuable than her. If she was indicted, then she'd have to drop out of the race, and they'd plug Biden in faster than you could say, Bernie Sanders. So I think this is working out well in the long run.
Well, plus on top of that, she's not only too big to jail. I think this is something that goes all the way up to the White House.
It does.
Without a doubt. And I think this is why Comey had to endure some pretzel logic in this whole process. Because here he was. As you're hearing his report unfold, you're thinking, oh my goodness, it looks like they may charge her. And then, because he gave you all the evidence of why he should charge her, and this is, well, forget that. We're just going to, there's any reasonable, it's like, all the reasonable attorneys around the world are going, what?
That's right.
Yeah, right? So, in your on your website, by the way, we're going to direct everybody to your website, MilitaryCorruption.com. You've got a great article, and on double standard. And just so happened, you and I did not have a direct conversation, but the title of our interview today was "The Double Standard of Hillary Clinton," and here you come up with this. So we must have mind melted in the middle of the night somehow.
Well, this morning I was watching Morning Joe to just see what the propaganda is on MSNBC. And they're quoting from my piece. They're even grabbing the last line where I say at the end here, she ought to withdraw from the election race right now, but the much protective mainstream media will make excuses and give her all the cover she needs. Nothing to see here, folks. Move right along. Well, that's
exactly
what Joe Scarborough just used. Nothing to see here. Move right along. He even used the double standard thing. Of course, it's copyrighted material, but he wouldn't give us credit. I don't really care as long as he gets the story out there.
Yeah, and it's what we're all sensing here is that there is this double standard that's taken place.
Absolutely.
And, it's the media, it's Democrats. And I got to tell you, I had several conversations with some very dear Democratic friends last night, friends from the Democratic Party, and they're having a hard time with this themselves. Because, at some point you just get to the, you just say, look, I've had enough of the grape juice. I've just endured enough. I can't take enough showers,
Yeah, yeah. Well, I wanted to point out to your listeners that in our story on MilitaryCorruption.com, we cite the case last year of a retired Navy commander. Now, in 2012, he was nailed by the feds. He'd been serving in Afghanistan, and he acknowledged that he violated security regulations when he took his laptop off base, where it could have been stolen or wrongly downloaded classified material and been accessed by the enemy, in that case, Taliban. Now, the FBI came down hard on this guy, and he was prosecuted and sentenced to 2 years probation, fined $75,000, and stripped of his security clearance. Now, the minute you lose your security clearance in the military, you can't serve as an officer anymore. So that forced him to put in for early retirement after 22 years of military service. And so he paid a steep price, and he lost his security clearance due to a much lesser form of recklessness, to take a word from Comey, than that shown by Hillary Clinton. Now, how the heck can she be president of the United States and therefore commander-in-chief, and she can't even hold a security clearance? She couldn't pass a simple investigation. What about her lady friend who admits that she spends every night in the same bedroom with her? That's Huma Abedin.
Yes.
Whose mama is connected with the Muslim Brotherhood.
Muslim Brotherhood, right,
oh, yeah,
exactly.
You can just draw the lines to ISIS from there. This is just absolutely incredible. It's a sideshow. It's getting very entertaining, I must say.
Well, it's quite quite shocking. I think America is waking up and they hear these comparatives and they see these side-by-side statements made by Comey and what Hillary had said previously. And it really makes her into a direct liar. I mean, Charles Krautheimer last night kind of laid out the ad campaign for Donald Trump in terms of these comparative statements. And already, I mean, late last night, they'd come up with some derivative. I think even Morning Joe this morning did a comparative.
Did.
I mean, it's so obvious where she says one thing and the director says another thing. And in addition to this, like in the case that you just referred to, where there was no violation, it didn't get to anybody. But in her case, Comey says it's very likely that the security, veil was breached, that information did get out.
You can be sure that Putin has seen those email messages. There's no question. I mean, what she was trying to do, in my opinion, and I'm a former crime reporter in the New York Post for many years, I suspect that probably she wanted to certainly hide the crooked dealings that she was engaged in with the Clinton Foundation. She also may have been having some communications with some of her lady friends, almost not the only one. Mm-hmm. And so there were things that she just did not want anyone to see.
Well,
and she risked the security of this nation by her own stupidity and her selfishness.
Well, Major, help me out with this one. This is the thing, when Comey had to get to his point, his conclusion, and his recommendation, he said intent was not there. And I'm going, wait a minute, intent? I mean, wasn't she the one that installed and went through everything she had to go through in order to install this private server and set up this email? I mean, it wasn't like all of a sudden she came home one day and, wham, there's a computer and there's an email. I mean, you know, to me, that's the first step of intent. How do you ignore that?
Well, you can't. But I think what Comey was given is marching orders, and no way in hell was he going to indict her, no matter what. And actually, they're doing us a favor, because I'd much rather go up against a wounded Hillary Clinton than a because if Biden was popped in there, the media would immediately start making him out to be the greatest thing since George Washington, and Donald Trump wouldn't have such an easy foil to go against.
Right.
So I think that this is a blessing in disguise, actually.
Well, the thing that was amazing to me was yesterday. She's on Air Force One.
I know.
Prior to all this, Scott and I were talking. Scott's our producer here.
Right.
And I said, Scott, she's on the plane. I go, the fix is in. There's no way she's going to be indicted. I mean, the president got a couple of winks and said, okay, she's on the plane, and they're there together. And then to hear the president louder praises, and of course he has to. I mean, and of course he was in full, campaign mode. I mean, he was back in his element. But I mean, doesn't some of this stuff rub off on the president, or are they both so Teflon coated that it doesn't matter to either one of them?
I think probably when we're in the cemetery 50 years from now, they'll probably be writing the truth about this guy. But he's gone a long ways on this. You're a racist if you disagree with me. And I actually remember I watched this when George Stephanopoulos was interviewing him in 2008. He was still a candidate, and he said, my Muslim faith. And
yes,
George
exactly.
Jumps in to save him and says, "You mean your Christian faith?" Oh, yeah, yeah, Christian
yeah.
faith.
Yeah, and he said he went to visit all 56 states of the Union.
Right. Yeah.
Which is a reference to
he's the biggest fraud that ever occupied the White House. But like I said, this is our last chance to do something to change the course of this country and save it. And I think we just might get there.
Yeah, maybe this might be it. We can only hope and pray that would be the case. Major, as always, good to have you with us. Remind everybody where they can go for more information.
MilitaryCorruption.com. We're celebrating our 17th consecutive year. That's 17 years I've been
And lower during nighttime sleep. However, many with high blood pressure don't exhibit this nighttime dip, a condition called non-dipping. More in today's AARP health tip after this.
At Walgreens, getting diabetes testing supplies with Medicare Part B is a walk in the park. Really? Because getting what you need is quick and easy, giving you more time for other things. There's $0 out of pocket on all major brands like AccuCheck and Walgreens TrueMetrics, and no extra paperwork. So managing diabetes becomes a stroll down easy street, or a trip to the movies, or even a day at the beach. Talk to your pharmacist today. Walgreens at the corner of Happy and Healthy.
Zero out-of-pocket costs when billed to Medicare and full coverage supplemental insurance.
Non-dipping is a major risk factor for stroke, heart attack, and kidney disease. But studies show taking one or more of your prescribed blood pressure medications just before bedtime significantly decreases the risk. Of course, never change the timing of your medications without first consulting your doctor. For more, go to AARP.org.
This is a warning to all household pests, to all cockroaches, spiders, ants, rodents, and other pests. If you've just made yourself at home in someone else's home, you'd better hope the owners never hear about Terminix. Because Terminix has the know-how and the means to do whatever it takes to remove you from that home. Terminix has over 85 years of experience exterminating invaders like you. And right now, they're making it easier than ever for homes to be protected by offering a free pest estimate to every caller at 1-800-676-1468. Cockroaches, spiders, ants, rodents, and other pests. This is your eviction notice. With one call, Terminix will remove you from the home you've invaded. If you think you can simply come back later, think again. Terminix will protect that home with a 100% satisfaction money-back guarantee, so you can never return. Warning, homeowners are calling Terminix right now for a free pest estimate at 1-800-676-1468. 1-800-676-1468.
Limitations apply. See plan for details.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
You're listening to Bill Martinez live. Join us online at BillMartinezLive.com.
Hey, however you join us, whether it's online or any one of the 280-plus affiliates, thank you for joining in, joining us as we come together shoulder to shoulder and back to back to do something about the chaos and the wackiness that is so prevalent in our country today. And we see that something has got to change. And our next guest to this point has spent a lot of time and research, and I appreciate his insight into his book titled Sacred America, Fulfilling Our Mission in Service to All, and which would lead to a sacred world. Stephen Dunn, welcome to Bill Martinez Live. How are you, sir?
Thanks for having me, Bill.
Hey, thank you for having, you know, for coming on, because what you're talking about is an inside-out kind of perspective. We have been conditioned, it seems, for, you know, the last several decades to ask that question always is, what's in it for me? And you're kind of taking us back to the clarion call that one John Kennedy, you know, told us about in his inaugural address, saying it's not what the country can do for us, but what we can do for the country. And if we, I believe, can shift back to that paradigm, we would all be the better for it.
Yeah. You know, there's a lot of good research that shows when we actually put our energy and focus and time into something bigger than ourselves, we're actually happier. We create better marriages, create better communities. And so actually remembering that there is a higher mission and a higher purpose for our country, and to really to love our country, to serve it, to help it grow to the next level and flourish with as much passion and enthusiasm and positive energy as we can, actually helps us live happier lives as well as creates a better world.
Yeah, when you look back, I mean, so much is tossed aside in terms of the exception and the personality of this country, to your point. that we lose so much in translation. Are we perfect? Nobody's claiming to be perfect. I mean, we're part of humanity. We're flawed, and we accept that. But when we have those moments of greatness, it is often found when we're looking outside of ourselves than, you know, looking, you know, within and trying to, you know, be self-centered.
Mm-hmm. I think it's a really great point. You know, it's like the moments when America really shines is when we have a bold vision that we achieve together, whether that's putting a man on the moon or overcoming a really deadly enemy like in World War II, or when we really try to create something that is paradigm breaking and groundbreaking. And you see it in our economy. You see it in our innovation in technology. You see it in media and breakthroughs in Hollywood of new ways of being able to depict reality. And so, you know, I think that where we sometimes get stuck now is in our political culture, which is essentially descended to not as much just self-interest as becomes party interest. So we're essentially having two parties at war with each other, and whatever gains one makes, the other tries to undermine. And that really goes against the American character, where we're seeking this higher common ground. We're trying to create a better country. Yes, there's different opinions for how to do that, but we have to learn again how to respect each other and actually honor that those different opinions are complementary rather than essentially undermining our strength as a country.
Exactly. Sadly, we have become the ununited states. And I don't mean onion, I mean UN, United States, okay? So I want to make sure people use some...
clarify that.
Yeah, because you know, my mother's probably going, "What? How did we become an onion?" No, mother, not an onion. I'm sorry, okay. But yes, we have been so bifurcated and divided. And there is a diabolical force that's operating out there that would rather we be chewing on one another as opposed to coming together. And maybe the people in Europe have given us a little bit of a signal with Brexit here, Stephen, that, you know, it's okay to, you know, regather and really, take some consideration of those things that matter the most. And let's go back and remember the times when we were united and great things happened. They just happened. They were just fulfilled. It wasn't like you had to really struggle all that much. You just did what you were naturally gifted and blessed to do. And we all came together, and we were all exalted as a result of that. We were all blessed by that. And when I say exalted, again, I'm not talking about, you know, hey, let's put each other on some, you know, golden throne of some sort. You know, I don't believe that, and I know most of my listeners understand it. But again, it's the higher calling of man, and I believe it's the higher calling of man that comes from God as our source. So, you know, if we're going to get this country back on track, then we need to stop and, you know, consider when we were great, what we were doing. And to your point, it's when we were outside of ourselves and you talk about, you know, fulfilling our mission and service to all. I mean, there is a reason that America has been so blessed. And it doesn't take a long time to figure that with that blessing, you know, comes some responsibility. And, you know, built into our natural inclination and DNA has been one of service. I mean, when something of a national disaster occurs, who's the first country to step up front and give of ourselves and, you know, money and resources but America, right?
Yeah. Well, you can see it in the founding codes of our country. I mean, if we aim to create a more perfect union, and as you said, we're not perfect, and it's important that we look at the ways that we're not perfect and do the deep inventory and looking at ways that we've fallen down on the job. That's true, but we have to remember that there is this nobility in our core, that there is this higher calling. And you can see it in the E Pluribus Unum, out of many one, that there's a mission to create more unity and to create more of a sense of one family, actually. And that is actually coded in our DNA. It's part of why we've been able to blend cultures from around the world and peoples and religions, that we've created space for the whole expression of humanity. And by doing that, we actually demonstrate what's possible on this planet. We bring heaven down to earth, to use a more of a metaphor. And so I think it's really important for us to remember that it was literally coded into the founding. There's a lot of these kind of sacred code words that have throughout our Declaration of Independence and Constitution, and that there's this there is this high aspiration, and it's easy to forget when you start getting in the political food fights, you start having contentious discussions around charged issues, and then we start seeing each other as the enemy, and that ultimately takes us away from that noble purpose, which is to unite, mm-hmm. which is to create larger wholes, which is to say, you know what, we can disagree, and we can, but we can learn from each other, and
exactly.
we can actually design something better. And I think that's particularly important in this day and age, because right now it's like when you've got Republicans and Democrats basically just in a standoff most of the time, and families increasingly concerned about even their children marrying somebody from the other political party. That's a recipe for shutting down our ingenuity and our creativity, because a lot of creativity comes from diversity. And so you get the different political viewpoints. Sometimes you come up with better solutions.
And the fact is, we need it. We need to have everybody's part in play here, whether Democrat, Independent, Republican. You know, when I was building sales teams in Los Angeles, and I said the one thing that we needed to do was to understand and trust one another. To appreciate that we all know everybody's shortcomings. You know, we don't need to have some big kumbaya moment here. In the family dynamic of employees in any kind of organization, we know what people lack, what they're really good at. I said the challenge that we have here in this team building opportunity is to be vulnerable enough where we can match weaknesses and strengths. That a strength against my weakness as a manager made me a better manager. My strength against their weakness made them a better salesperson, and on and on. And we were very blessed. We enjoyed five winning seasons there with that sales team. And
a lot of great wisdom in that, Bill. Really appreciate that. We just have to remember that we're one big team helping to America to be a better place, and that we're all, essentially have to get, you know, complement each other's strengths rather than try to take each other down, because that doesn't help the team win.
In God's infinite design, He never gave any one person all the goods. I mean, He designed us in such a way that we need to come together. We need to share ideas, as you say. And in that process, you know, bless one another because of the brilliance that each of us holds individually. But if we're not going to listen to one another, we're going to miss out on that blessing. Stephen Dynan has been with us. Congratulations on the book, Stephen, and thank you for coming on. Sacred America, Sacred World, Fulfilling Our Mission in Service to All. Stephen Dynan, I'm Bill Martinez Live. Thank you, Stephen.
We call it the crapper, water closet, outhouse, or bathroom. But where do you go when there's nowhere to go? The answer is the Biffy Bag. The Biffy Bag is a pocket-sized disposable toilet that fits in your glove box, tackle box, toolbox, backpack, or purse. The Biffy Bag has everything you need for a sanitary and comfortable relief experience. It's ready to use in just seconds, and just toss it in the trash when you're done. It's your Biffy in a jiffy. BiffyBag.com. BiffyBag.com.
This report is brought to you by Hackensack Meridian Health. New Jersey just got healthier. Hackensack University Health Network and Meridian Health have joined together to change how care is delivered. Robert C. Garrett, co-CEO.
We intend to make our coming together more meaningful and groundbreaking as we anticipate Hackensack Meridian Health will transform healthcare delivery and serve as a national example. Our leadership is committed to implementing innovative models of care, advancing education and research, and thoroughly reimagining healthcare delivery to thrive in this new world.
John K. Lloyd, co-CEO.
Our commitment includes our network of physician practices, home care, rehab facilities, fitness and wellness centers, post-acute care facilities, and much more. This is truly the most comprehensive integrated network in New Jersey and one of the top in the country.
For more information, visit HackensackMeridianHealth.org.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.
You know, you've been hearing about Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients keeping the body healthy. Bill Martinez Live now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 ORAC points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 855-305-8326 or BillMartinezLive.com. Youngevity, that's 855-305-8326.
Today, how to incorporate your business in just 10 minutes so you won't lose everything if you get sued. Step 1. Stop putting it off. If you're not incorporated and someone sues your business tomorrow, it's not just your business at risk. You can lose everything. Your home, your car, even your life savings. Step 2. Call the following number for a free 10-minute incorporation guide from Incorporate.com. 1-800-941-5257. They don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating quick and easy. So you can incorporate or form an LLC in just 10 minutes. That number again is 1-800-941-5257. Step 3, congratulate yourself. By taking just 10 minutes to incorporate your business or form an LLC, you protected your home, your car, and your life savings. And that is how you incorporate your business in just 10 minutes. But hurry while they're still giving away these 10-minute incorporation guides for free. Call 1-800-941-5257. That's 1-800-941-5257.
This is Holly Thomas, Group Vice President of Cause Marketing for Macy's. Our company is working together with the March of Dimes through March for Babies to raise money and awareness about the serious problem of premature birth in the U.S. That's why Macy's is committed to raising funds through our employees, customers, family, and friends to improve the health of moms and babies everywhere. Won't you please join us in March for Babies? Start a team today at marchforbabies.org.
Hello, Mercy. I have been searching for you lately.
Bill Martinez.
Give me a hold of me.
Welcome back, America. Bill Martinez here with you just about 14 minutes before the top of the hour. And I'll tell you, so much is being talked about regarding FBI Director James Comey's decision to not pursue any kind of criminal indictment against one Hillary Clinton. And I can't think of anyone better to have on to talk about this than James Herson, New York Times bestselling author, commentator, media analyst, and law professor. James, I know we were going to talk about BFG, of course, the Disney movie. But before we do, and if we have time, we will talk about that. But, man, this decision from FBI Director Comey is quite astounding. And I told everybody on Monday, actually make that Tuesday, when I'd heard that Barack Obama was on the plane with Hillary heading to the next campaign stop, I said, you know, that's what we call in marketing parlance as a buying signal. That was a huge indicator that all was going to fare well with this announcement from FBI Director Comey.
Well, look, this is a day that will live in infamy, especially for the history of the FBI. The FBI is a great law enforcement institution with incredibly professional people. And prior to this day, I'm sure James Comey was one of them. But what occurred here clearly was something. Comey looked like he was doing a hostage video, because he set forth a strong, powerful case for Hillary Clinton to be indicted under section, I believe it's 793F of Title 18. You read that statute, and he literally went down and fulfilled all the requirements for the statute, and then at the end of his presentation made a statement that law professionals do not make. Law school, for example, teaches to be very careful about using a term like never or always. And here's what Comey said. No reasonable prosecutor would bring charges. It was breathtaking to hear this.
Yeah, right.
It was unprofessional, which is not consistent with Comey. It was contradictory, which is not consistent with Comey. It reminded me of John Roberts' decision.
Funny you should say that. That's exactly what I thought. I said, are we getting John Roberts here?
Yeah, so that means that somehow, which we don't understand, there was another factor at play. Because, look, if you look at this Section F that is the statute, and by the way, law enforcement professionals read the statute, especially because they have to, when they're out investigating, they have to match the evidence to the requirement of the statute. The statute talks about national security items, items of that relate to national security, such as classified documents. And it says if anyone handles those documents with gross negligence, what Comey said, by the way, extreme carelessness is a definition of gross negligence. And the opposite is true. There's no reasonable prosecutor who would turn down bringing forth the charges on this case. It's an absolute, as somebody, Andrew McCarthy in National Review said, the FBI essentially, through Comey, rewrote the law.
Yeah, exactly.
They used the word intent, which is not in that section. It's in other sections, but it's not in the section that they would have prosecuted her on. Then we find out, though, even in his devastating case against Hillary, we find out once again proof that she lied. She claimed that she had never sent or received classified information. Then when emails surfaced saying that she did send classified information, her surrogate said, well, it wasn't marked classified. Well, both of those things turned out to be lies. Mm-hmm. She also deleted non-personal government-related email. Now, Comey says, well, you know, when you have email, people delete things routinely, so we don't have evidence that it was intentional. Of course it was intentional.
Exactly.
It's a cover-up.
Yes,
at least
right.
A jury could come to the conclusion it's circumstantial evidence. You know, finding direct evidence of intent, that means a witness said, well, I heard Hillary Clinton say that she was intentionally deleting her emails to keep them from the FBI. Well, people don't act that way. So circumstantial evidence is used all the time in these cases. Yeah, this is terrible news for the United States of America on the day after our birthday.
Well, I got to tell you, James, the idea that she's too big to jail is really resounding across the country, is that it is no longer justice for all.
No, and it's not only is it no longer justice for all, what Comey did in his disclosing the evidence is an open and shut case that Hillary Clinton is not fit to be the commander-in-chief.
Someone who was
in charge of the State Department, mm-hmm. even if you use his words extremely careless, mm-hmm. we all know that there's a thing called the Freedom of Information Act, and Hillary Clinton doesn't like it and was hiding a lot of her activity from that Freedom of Information Act. Could have a lot to do with a certain foundation. Mm-hmm. But the fact is, the emails that were deleted, many of them were obstruction of justice. He also let her attorneys off the hook, who in many cases not only deleted emails but had their personal servers digitally cleaned out so the
exactly.
FBI couldn't restore them. It's a travesty. But hopefully the Trump campaign will just pound this. That's all the more reason that we need to support the Trump mm-hmm. campaign to save America from this person, Hillary Clinton, who is totally, totally unfit to be president on almost every level.
Well, in a way, and I thought you were going to, you kind of suggested this, but I think the thing that came out from Comey, I mean, he did give her an exit ramp and vindicated her, so to speak, but in order to vindicate her, he had to basically say she was incompetent. Well, if she's incompetent as a Secretary of State, how do you make her work as being competent as the President of the United States?
Exactly.
How do you get there?
I mean, if she's extremely careless to the point where she jeopardizes our nation, which she did, and even Comey with, this was something he said, well, it's possible that bad actors like ISIS and China and Russia and North Korea could have hacked this. Over the last months, we've heard former heads of the CIA, high intelligence people say, it's a sure shot.
Yes.
That Putin and China and North Korea and all these have hacked it. We know Guccifer hacked it. We know Julian Assange says that WikiLeaks has access to emails that were, in fact, from hacks. If Guccifer, an amateur hacker, can hack Hillary's server, of course the Chinese hackers got in there. Mm. And for Comey to say it's possible is, let's put it this way, I mean, he's definitely downplaying something because he should have said it's highly likely, it's
exactly
probable. And that jeopardizes all of us. That jeopardizes our national security, and that's not someone who could ever be president of the United States.
Well, James, the unfortunate thing what Comey did was he took it out of the courtroom and put it out in the street. Now we're going to have this adjudicated in the court of public opinion, and already you're hearing what people are saying across this country. They know that they got worked, just like, you know, like I said earlier, and you suggested with Justice Roberts, we got Justice Roberts on this deal, and maybe that's the new coined term, when we get worked and, you know, justice is denied and the truth is obfuscated and it's endorsed by our federal government and by our higher institutions that were designed by our founding fathers to keep this from happening, and they just threw it out the window.
They sure did. And when we have somebody like this, eight of the email chains, meaning back and forth email conversations, were at the highest level of classification, top secret.
Right.
And it was obvious. And it was, or any reasonable person, and even if it wasn't labeled that way, but these were labeled. And these people sent it back and forth knowing they were jeopardizing our national security. And when you couple this with what came out last week with the Benghazi investigation, and the timeline of that investigation where Hillary Clinton and the people in the Obama administration lied to the American people knowing that it was, in fact, a planned terror attack. And we're talking about the death, an act of war, a killing of an ambassador and other Americans. It's staggering. It's breathtaking. So you know what? There's a coalition between those people who are independents, those people who are Republican, those people who are Bernie Sanders backers, and those people he set forth as incentive to fight this oligarchy we find ourselves in the United States of America.
Well, James, I'm afraid that we're going to open the door to some demonstration of anarchy because of this. I think this is a much serious issue, and as in experience past, the Clintons have a way of opening the door to unintended consequences. James Herson, I'm Bill Martinez, live New York Times bestselling author, commentator, media analyst, and law professor. I told you we'll have to talk about BFG later, okay?
Yeah, we will.
Thanks, buddy.
All right.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.